Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump spent their weekends on the road, making their appeals to voters. They each held rallies as concerns flooded the internet, from cybersecurity threats to false allegations involving artificial intelligence. Laura Barrón-López has more.
It was a weekend marathon of rallies. Both candidates on the campaign trail. But for the third presidential election in a row, foreign interference has again cast an ominous shadow. On Saturday, former President Trump claimed his campaign had been hacked and suggested Iran was to blame. It stems from a Microsoft report one day earlier detailing a spear phishing incident from June, where Iranian military intelligence sent fake emails to a high-ranking official of a presidential campaign from a compromised email account of a former senior advisor. It's unclear what the breach achieved, but several media organizations say they have received anonymous emails with documents from the VP vetting process. The FBI is now investigating the hack. But the incident didn't distract the former president from peddling lies about his opponent. Trump reposted an image of a Harris rally in Detroit last week, falsely claiming she used artificial intelligence to fabricate the crowd size. Photos and videos from the event showing thousands of supporters gathered at an airplane hangar easily disprove the conspiracy theory. In response, the Harris campaign posted, "This is an actual photo of a 15,000-person crowd for Harris Walls in Michigan." Meanwhile, at a rally in Las Vegas, Harris made a new pitch to service workers, a key constituency in Nevada.
"When I am president, we will continue our fight for working families of America." "Including to raise the minimum wage and eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers."
It echoes a similar stance taken by her rival, a rare instance of political overlap. But one quickly rebutted by Trump, who accused Harris of, quote, copying him, and said the difference is she won't do it. Another target of Republican criticism, Harris's VP pick, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and his military record. Namely, a resurfaced clip from 2018, where Walz implied he had been deployed to a combat zone.
"Those weapons of war that I carried in war is..."
The campaign said he misspoke, but Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton demanded more.
"I respect the service of all veterans, to include Tim Walz, who served for more than 20 years, but now even the campaign has acknowledged he's made past inconsistent statements about his service. I think he should answer questions about those statements."
As for Trump's running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance made the rounds on Sunday shows. Vance tried to walk back Trump's apparent willingness to ban abortion medication and said mass deportations should start with 1 million people.
"President Trump is absolutely right. You cannot have a border unless you're willing to deport some people. I think it's interesting that people focus on, well, how do you deport 18 million people? Let's start with 1 million.
But Vance argued ultimately it's Trump, not him, who voters care about.
"Most people, 99% of the country, they don't vote on who the vice presidential nominee. They're voting for Donald Trump or for Kamala Harris, not for J.D. or Tim Walz."
Today, President Biden returned to the White House after spending the weekend in Delaware and expressing his support for the Harris ticket on CBS Sunday Morning, his first sit-down interview since dropping out of the race last month.
"Although it's a great honor being president, I think I have an obligation to the country to do what the most important thing to do, and that is we must defeat Trump."
Capping off a busy weekend with more campaigning ahead. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Laura Barrón-López.